teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
It's probably going to be brief this morning, but I believe that it's going to be profound in the name of Jesus as we let him speak to us. I think we should start from our theme scripture again today, from the book of Ephesians in chapter 5. And I hope you have not forgotten that our theme for the year is our year of the Holy Spirit. And if we ever mean anything by what we are saying, we've received from him, that means that there will be no time in the year that we will neglect the person of the Holy Spirit. If we say this is his year, then that means that we're going to make every effort. He himself, the Holy Spirit, helping us to stay there, at least for this year. But let me assure you, in the name of Jesus, there's no way you can hang there for days or weeks or months, talk less of a year, that your life will not be permanently there the rest of your life. So, Father, take all the glory. Even as you speak through me today, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, Ephesians in chapter 5. Glory be to God in the highest. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. I'll take it from verse 14. Yeah, it says, therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep. They're not dead, you who sleep. He's quoting scriptures from the Old Testament. Arise from the dead, because it's akin to death, because you are living, but you're living like you're not living. And Christ will give you light. Awake. Receive light. See then that you walk circumspectly, because he was a reason, it's a decision, backed with action. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. So there's a redemption going on. That was why when we were speaking last week, it came strongly that we're in a season of unprecedented recovery, restoration. If there's something to watch out for, don't waste moments. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. What I'm saying to you are things that I'm practicing myself as I'm led along the journey by the Holy Spirit. And please hear me well. When I say Holy Spirit, I mean Holy Spirit. You can analyze it when you get home. Then you will understand that there are some things you will never understand in your life except by revelation. There's no amount of academics. Is this? Why? Go back again to 15. See then, that's your responsibility, it's my responsibility. God will not put that on me if I don't have the capacity. No, God is not like that. Before God asks you for something, check your system, check yourself. It's done. It's probably telling you, you don't even know who you are and what you have. Why don't you go back and check? You think I make demand we have not invested? That will make him a rascal and a thief. God is not a thief. He's the maker of the ends of the earth. Everything you will need to fulfill everything that he wants you to be in life is in place. Regardless of how the devil is angry because you can't be distracted. See then that you. Do you think it's enough waiting for somebody to do it? Who are you waiting for? Who are you waiting for? The world is changing. Thank God for African culture. We all like to put our heads together. No, please. The whole land is vast. We all stick here. And this one has the money. This one, his wife is fine. Yeah. Spread out! Check the Western world. The moment you begin to get into college, the plans are made. You are gone. 18, you are your own. We can advise you. We see guiding from behind. Make your decision. Take your action. Who are you waiting for? It's time to expand. Pastor, they have all the money and the connection I don't have. Your problem is that you're busy competing. Why won't you just turn in and see what God has done for you? See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Why this instruction? So you can redeem the time. Because the days are evil. Think the days will wait for you? They slapped you yesterday, you are still here. You are crying. They'll slap you again. Give me in the Amplified Bible we read last week. Somebody said, why is he talking this way? It's the journey I'm walking. By his grace. I'm waiting for nobody. In the name of Jesus. Nobody. I'm waiting for the Holy Ghost. And he's never failed me. He can be trusted. I've seen him. Yeah. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately. Live. Why are you living your life to chance? You want to be like the Joneses. The day you got born again, you stop being the you that you are, that has a soul and a body. No. The day you got born again, the Holy Ghost moved in. We can't separate your spirit from his spirit, as it were, in terms of action. Although we know there are two spirits there now. Right there are two. There is your human spirit, and there's the Holy Ghost in you. The problem is that we never do remember that the Holy Spirit is as much involved in my life as my own personal spirit. When you get born again, you become one spirit with Him. Check your Bible. He lives permanently in you. It's me. It's true of you. And if you do know Him, and you know that, you will allow Him to take the lead. You will allow Him take the lead. So when you speak, He speaks for you. Though it's what you want to say. That's the difference between you and the ordinary man outside. But that's not to make you pride. It's to make you know who you are and what you have. How can you be so powerful and yet be so powerless? And that's where we have been all these years. My case is peculiar. You don't need to acknowledge it, I know. Anywhere God sends me, I stand. Even when I'm not prepared, I'm like, oh my goodness, God. When I stand, He stands there. People say, you are so anointed. I'm like, huh? Because He says He will never leave. He's true to His words. And that would be me. Not even prepared. I'm like, it's time to trust Him. And anyone that believes in the ministry God has given me and that listens, go anywhere, Holy Ghost stands behind you. That's the choir. He only wants you to acknowledge His presence. You'll be shocked what we do with your life anywhere you go. Anywhere. If I have a mission this year, it's to drive it home that by the time we are crossing over, you are flowing on the crest of the Holy Ghost. And it will be permanent for the rest of your life. There's no amen from me at all. In the name of Jesus. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully. Don't live your life to chance. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully. Don't copy your friends. Look at the opening of Psalm 1. Or Psalm. Blessed. If you are going to be confused after that, shut your Bible and go to bed and say, I'm blessed. 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 He says, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And they slap you as he did. I'm blessed. 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 And they abused you. They don't know me. They will catch up. I am blessed. But then, next day, blessed is the man. Yes. That works not. In the council, watch your company. That's the first place the devil trips you. You follow them, you copy them, you want to be like them. On what? On carnality? On pride? On oppression? Blessed! Watch the company you keep. Who does not work in the company of the ungodly? Stand in the way of sinner? Sitting so. Now you are sitting there, they are scoffing about your God and you are laughing. Because you want to be like them. They're talking profanity. They're like, so I'm like them. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm blessed. And nobody's reckoning with you. Who wants anybody to reckon? Let Jesus second. Let Holy Ghost second. If men promote you, they will bring you down. Write it down. If God lifts you up, no man, no devil. But you got to know. Okay. Live purposefully and worthily. Your life has worth. Check Ephesians chapter 3 in the prayers. Not the kind of worth that anything this earth can give you. And accurately. Come on, you can be accurate. Not as the unwise. The people you are running after that are not accepting you. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Why are you force-fitting yourself? Looking for acceptance. Not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people, making the very most. Can you see? Can't you see the same 5 minutes that you're walking through now? Many are walking through. Where it's going to land you? Many may never reach there the rest of their lives. Making the most of the time, buying up every opportunity. I've used the word. Opportunity only comes once. Yeah. But God can create a bigger one for you. Buying up every, not some, every opportunity. Because the days are evil. When people are throwing up their hands and they are fainting, you are rising. So when they say there's a casting down, you are saying, I'm blessed, blessed. You are saying there's a lifting up. Can't you guys see? And you know why? Not because God wants to put you there so that I can hear, yeah, I'm the one. No, no. Because he's making you a solution center. He's blessing you to be a blessing and a hope for the people who are dying. Tell them, say, rise! Say, arise! Time to shine! It's Holy Ghost time. Tell them it's Holy Ghost time. Hallelujah. Therefore, do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish. It's not me, it's the Bible. I will not be vague. I will never, in the name of Jesus, the rest of my life, describe as foolish. Never. Not with the Holy Ghost in my life. I say never. Name of Jesus. You better open your mouth. Thoughtless, foolish, but understanding and firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine. Do not get drunk with wine. Why is he saying do not get drunk? Why would you allow any other thing to control your life when we're talking Holy Ghost? That's an insult. I'm going to feel high. Huh? What does that mean? So I can't be talking. The Holy Ghost cannot give you. You're looking elsewhere. It's like you're married to a beautiful woman, a good man. And you are feeling, and you are looking at another person. Ha! That's what we do. With the Holy Ghost, do not get drunk with wine. That is debauchery. But ever, somebody say ever.
Ever.
I can't hear you.
Ever.
Say it again.
Ever.
Say it again.
Ever.
Say it again.
Ever.
For just this minute.
Ever.
For just this hour.
Ever.
For just today.
Ever.
Ah! For just this year. But ever be filled. Holy Ghost, help me. Can you see what we're dealing with? ever be filled and what? Stimulated. Why some people are dying of stress? Because they are busy talking what they did to them, what they did to them. How do we get the average? You think life is just about you? Even when God blesses you, he makes you a blessing immediately. But ever be filled and stimulated with who? So much Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
One version said it is stupidity for you to go that route. We read it, remember? Now, having said that, you want to ask me, what to tack to this service? Stay filled. Stay filled. So quickly, let me just get into a place of, explanation. Now, turn with me to, let me see. Ephesians chapter 3. Is somebody getting anything out of this? No, don't say because Pastor Sabo is looking at you. If you get anything, say amen.
Amen.
You want more, say Holy Ghost, fill me to the brim today in Jesus' name. So he will help me to talk what is necessary. If you don't know how to pray as we ought, the word tells you that we know how to talk as we ought. But when he takes up with us, a tongue and a wisdom that can never be resisted. Not by any created thing. Ephesians in chapter 3. Let me take it from verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant Taiwo Dukoya, that he will grant you. I'm talking about you now. That he will grant you according to his riches in glory. I like that. Before I begin to tell you what I'm asking God to give you, I want you to know where and how it's coming from and how inexhaustible it is. According to his riches in glory, the question is, what will you use to compare the riches of God in glory? Nothing. When he gives you to a place where nobody can compete with him in giving you. And that's what he has done for you and he's ever continuing to do. And for me too. When we know these things, things change, begins to change immediately. That's why the Bible says the work of the ministry is for you people. How can you know this one? You won't affect anybody in Oshodi. Just walking through, you affect lives. You will. Doctors were saying hello. Say, but why would that happen? Don't you know that this place is not sedentary? It's not stagnant. He flows. The more you understand this thing, the more you see flow. Flow through your system and flow out of your system. Some sense of old, we stand on a platform like this to minister. The whole of Lagos to Lekki, people will be falling. Some say, what's happening? What's happening? Somebody there, somebody. They said, that lady is ministering in Elukweju. Real life. The That's where we are going. It's beyond give me bread, heal my body, which they are part of the benefits. But when that's all we gather to do, we are in trouble. He will grant you according to the riches of his glory. According to the riches of his glory. Number one, what will grant you? Come on, help me, church. I can hear you. It will grant you what? According to the riches of glory, to be strengthened with what? 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 What is might there? It's part of the power groups. The one that will resist whatever will seem to stop him from doing what it is, will dash it to pieces, establish himself. Some virtues call it fortitude. So the first thing is according to Jesus' glory, and it is it will first strength, it will prepare the place. How will he do that? Take it. Help me, church. I can hear you. Oh. I'm praying that he will grant you according to his own ability, no body, no kitchen. What will he strength in your mind? To strengthen you with might. To strengthen you with might. That's the first thing. Power. It's not the fake. Regenerate the place. How? By the Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit! Holy Spirit. Do it again. Holy Spirit. Tell him, do it again. Holy Spirit. I hear you. Tell Holy Spirit, say, do it again. Do it again. He's already done it. Only we never recognize it. Now with recognition, you see speed. In the name of Jesus. He's talking strange. I've never walked this journey of my life. Never. And I'm just starting. In the name of Jesus. To be strengthened with might in what? That's not his own spirit. His own spirit will strengthen your spirit. Bring it at par. Go ahead. So, what would I do? So that Christ will dwell in your heart by faith. When you are going, you know it's only you. Through the Holy Ghost. I'm entering the boss. I'm getting to see my boss. I'm entering the doctor's office. It's me and Jesus through the Holy Spirit now. He says he's going to kill himself. By the time we meet, he says, no. What am I seeing? Because it's me and the Holy Ghost. By faith! Christ is in my heart. That's the result of, according to Jesus in glory, strengthen your mind. So the result, you'll be rooted and grounded in love. We don't need to preach love to you. How can love himself dwell in you? You are looking for love. Your nature has taken over or taken over. Beating into love. We can't say you are love because he's love. You are rooted and grounded in love. So you are still saying, I'm rooted in love. Oh, I'm rooted in love. I'm grounded in love. I am love because he's love. He's my senior partner anywhere we go. And people will be hailing me. That man looks like Jesus. That man is different. You two, you are hearing. Don't you know what that is doing? It's like you live a thankful life. The more you understand what I'm saying, the more you submit to him. Your life becomes a more yielded life. That's when we say, as many as are led, you are led by the Spirit. You are a son, you are not a slave. All the accusations of the devil, they just hit you and bounce back. There's no room for them to land. You are too full of him. That from a distance, the devils look and run. The Bible says no one dare join them. But as many as are regenerated, they were added. We are ready for some unusual additions. Remember the scripture for today? One will become one, another will become a giant city. You think we just get there for fun? And normally, we not that we are meditating on this. Holy Ghost just says, put it there. And when they start, you say, wow, he's saying the same thing. Unusual breakthrough. Unusual restoration. Unusual confidence. And the time has come for you to begin to surprise yourself. Say, Holy Ghost! Thank you! I'm glad you are in church. The time is coming. You say, I'm going to church. People will run after you. In the name of Jesus. So then you'll be able to comprehend the problem that we're not able to comprehend. And look at it. It's not just peculiar to you. Oh, the same. So no place for envy or jealousy. So why are you comprehending? The width and the length, the depth and the of what? Love. Can you see the place given to love? That's where it all springs from. We are like your Father. We gave this best. Nothing trips you that you cannot give. You got it in the first place. You got it somewhere else, nothing trips you. Before you land it there, you see times 10, you say, ah. Because he can trust you. Then maybe able to comprehend all the saints. What is the width and the length and the depth and the height? And to know the love of Christ that passes human understanding. So nobody can explain to you. No man, no scholar, no intellectual, no institution. May we respect all those institutions. We respect human wisdom. We do. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to communicate with you today. We're not of the same tribe. So we thank God for that. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Now look at the last request. So everything built up to that. That's the whole essence of life. Shall we read together? Then, you may what? I can hear you. Then you may be filled with what? No, you rushed it. You may be filled with what? All. Say all. 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 Have you observed God does not hold back anything? Even for me. My problem is I have got to understand this and believe it. God won't hold back anything from me now. He hasn't held back anything from me. He's not about to hold anything from me. What makes me think that I can't get everything from him? Oh! The reason for all this is giving you this and pray for that I may be filled with all what? All the what? All the what? All the what? No, some fill up of God. All the fullness of God. I receive it in Jesus' name. So take it back. That please do not be drunken with wine. Be constantly filled. Okay. The book of Acts in chapter 6. Whether the devil likes it or not, you are moving forward. In the name of Jesus. Found mountain is moving forward. Your family is moving forward. You are moving forward. In the name of Jesus, I am moving forward. In the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 6. Oh, glory. If I stop here, I think it's a good place to go home. But I want you to see something here. Now, in those days, that's verse 1. When the number of the disciples was multiplied, get ready for multiplication. I receive it in Jesus' name. I say, I receive it. I receive it. In the name of Jesus. There arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Genuine concern that must be addressed. So there will always be issues. Don't let the devil take advantage of issues and problems. You are filled with the Spirit. Dive into the Spirit quickly. So they did the right thing. They complained to the leadership. Rather than, can you see what they are doing? They are segregating. They are this. That's gossip. That's planting seeds of strife. That's dividing the house. That's working against the Holy Ghost. So instead of discord, trying to plant, please don't do it. I beg God to help you. Don't do it. Don't do anything that will divide the house. See the way he was talking. He was looking at me. He's a bad man. What's wrong with you? What if he was being attacked and he's trying to wriggle out of it? Simple to say, Holy Ghost, help him or help her. Don't let people put you into where you don't belong. Usually you are going to, they'll come and meet you and gossip to you, then you begin to have trouble. What you never had, you never trouble. Now you had, now you are meditating. You are struggling, you can't pray well anymore. Because he or she brought her trouble your way. Looking for, scouting for who will support him to tear down God's work. Okay, so there was a problem. Rightly so. Must be solved. That's why, that's what leaders do. They solve problems. How can Holy Ghost fill you and you know, be a crack leader, man? Rooted and grounded in love. You understand mysteries that people don't understand. Next. Then the 12 summoned the multitude. General Assembly, AGM. They didn't leave anybody out. Not 7 pastors or 12 pastors or 20 pastors or heads of families and pastors. Everybody. We are only in offices for service. Not because we are, superior to anybody. No. Nobody is superior to anybody. We are all sons of God. Including me and you. We are sons. Because you are a pastor, you have double sonship. It's a lie. God loves you better than me. It's a lie. It's just by virtue of assignment. Summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, everybody here, didn't you hear what he said? Once you dare, didn't you hear yourself? Don't let me come and mess up things for you, Joe. Okay. And say, it is not desirable that we should leave the word. That we should leave the word. The word of God. And serve table. This problem must be solved. But shall we leave the word that has brought about this growth to go and serve table, become matter, all of a sudden. And David from what better to that place of prominence? No! Which is what we do in ministry today, and as Christians. We were struggling, we came to church, we became born again, and things are looking good. We are pursuing the thing, the money, the fame, the people like me, my 1 million followership, my this. What about what brought you there? What about the Jesus you ran to? What about the word? What about the pain? You're busy pursuing success, fame, make more money. All we teach in church is how to make money and how to make your marriage work. Eat good, healthy food. What about the call? Where all these things come from? He says, go into all the world. He didn't say, go and make money in the world. Make disciples. Money will follow you. Go and look at it. Don't take pause now. Didn't he say so? All the pastors who are billionaires, how much you have, Pastor Taiwo? Money is just a little thing. Watch as we go. This is why I got on Thursday, I stopped. Although they didn't have the opportunity of most of what you've heard. I would have shown you. I said, God makes it easy for me. I have more messages. Like, take it from me. No, he said, I should tell you now. I may not go back there. Okay, go ahead. Then the 12 summoned them and said, it's not right for us to do that. We can't leave the ministry of the word. Don't you ever leave the ministry of the word for anything. Go ahead. Go ahead. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you, how many? We'll talk about that later. If God can get 7, it's got the whole lot. We can leave it and go. If God got one praying, that's okay. Effective fervent prayer for a righteous man. But, okay. 7 men of? I can hear you. I can hear you. So is reputation important? Ah. The first thing, it doesn't matter. I'm free. Does that mean you should be rascally? And behave worse than unbelievers. Bad behavior representing Jesus, carrying him inside of you. Do things that unbelievers should not do. So you say you are free. You don't understand freedom. You see people, they say that Christians, they are living worse than occultists. They follow people to occultists to go and look for power. And then they won't want to give testimony. From among you, 7 men of good reputation. Please read the next one. Seven men of good reputation. Full. Full of the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit. Move me now. Make my life.
All through me.
Hallelujah. Good reputation. Full. You know the climax of his prayer request? That you might be filled with all the fullness of God, that there be no place to put a pin anymore. Full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. The first manifestation of the Holy Spirit in any man's life is wisdom. You say, how? That's the first visible one. What's the first one? Love. From within out. and world of communication with you. It's not. You are singing and making melody in your heart. Full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over the business. We are looking for somebody to serve late. We are looking for people full of the Holy Ghost. That is exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Don't compromise your... Be careful who you bring into your home. I have seen troubles where I never expected in my life. I and the children God has given me for signs. Good reputation. Don't forget that. I don't care what they care. You don't care what they care. You don't know the scriptures. Good reputation, they must see it. If you don't, give me amplified of this place. Give me amplified. Therefore, select out from among yourselves. He gave them the assignments. They are the ones that know them. Can you see? Somebody said, I say I know people, though. You don't know I know people. When I tell you that person, you don't know them. Like I'm their pastor. I know them by the Spirit. Except I'm not praying about them. Brethren, seven men of good and attested character. Can you see that? You treat unbelievers like, you are shooting yourself on the leg. Attested character. And repute, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may assign. Don't just choose anybody to do anything. Even cleaning the toilet. If we don't have, we have to employ, pray for them. Pray for them. Speak over them. Always bless your food before you eat. You don't know where they are coming from. They're setting trap with food. For you send them to that and duty, yes, go ahead. But we will continue. Is somebody hearing me? Don't give up. We will what? Continue. To do what? Devote ourselves out. Steadfastly. Watch the word. Steadfast. Don't get distracted by the problems you're trying to solve. Steadfastly to what? Prayer. So it's all. And what? The ministry of the word. Don't give up on that. Don't become too much of a leader. It's going to be fine. Our internet, our this, which is good, but not to the detriment of the core assignment. But what I've just tried to bring that from that, fool! If they're not fool, they don't qualify. I'll stop there. We'll take it from next time. Shall we rise? Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. On your own corner, quickly do your own confession of all this. It's just with yourself. Hey. I am this, I am that. I thank you. You made me that. This is who you are for me. This is what you've made me. I'm grateful. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for teaching me and reminding me and bringing it to Allah. Thank you because you are causing me to begin to manifest it. And I know right now I have testimonies coming. I have breakthroughs coming. I'm coming back. I'm building on it. Hallelujah. I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of me. Glory, glory. My wife is meeting a new husband. My children, new father. Glory be to God in highest. My friends have been, and I'm thankful to you, Lord. Holy Ghost, take your place. I'm filled with power. I'm filled with glory. I'm filled with praise. Hallelujah. I'm strengthened with might on a daily basis in my inner man. Oh, yes. I'm going to reach in glory. Yeah, by the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Father, we worship you. We bless you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Can you understand this one and you don't like yourself? It's not possible. your self-confidence will bonk. God will speak through you, move through you. Father, take all the glory.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Founding of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way in Lupeju, Lagos. P.O. Box 698, Shomolu, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you, and God bless you.